Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Friend of a Friend. It's your host, Liv Perez. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different because I'm sure that I speak for everybody listening right now when I say that the past few weeks have been unimaginable. Watching a war unfold before our eyes, both physically and online, has been absolutely devastating. I want you all to know that I'm sending each of you my love. I'm here for you. My DMs are open, especially those of you whose families have been directly impacted. If there is anything that I can do to help, that my platform can be of service to, please send me a message. I'm sending you all my unwavering support. I'm also sending you all an audible hug to any of you whose hearts have just been shattered over the past 2 weeks. I feel pretty helpless, but all I have done is prayed for peace at this point. I really don't know if I'm going to see it in my lifetime, but I truly, truly hope that we do. During the 2020 election, I recorded this episode with Marissa Ingroski. She's a teacher and coach from the Hoffman Process. The episode actually featured a practice that I hold really dear called a quadrinity check. It's also known as a quad check, and if you follow the Hoffman Process on Instagram, they do them daily for their community. It's a practice that holds space for each of us every day to check in with ourselves and the five aspects of our beings: our body, emotional self, intellect, spiritual self, and spirit guide. The goal of that episode was to give you guys a moment of respite, and even myself too. It was chaos. And really provide a helpful tool that I know so many of us could go back to during a time of anxiety or grief. In the past 2 weeks, these quad checks have actually been the thing that I have come back to so often while watching these devastating events unfold and just having no idea what to do. It's given me a sense of calm that I am so grateful for and reminded me of my purpose. And I hope that this episode gives you guys that same sense of calm amid absolute chaos and serves as a reminder to you guys to take care of yourselves. An ideal that I hold really dear is that we cannot help our communities and show up as our best selves if we are not taking care of ourselves as well. So I hope that today you can take these 20 minutes outside of your busy Mondays, get off Instagram, get off the TV, sit alone, and take a moment to take care of you. I hope that this gives you a little bit of peace today, especially amid what I feel is some of the most tragic times of our lives. I love you all. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have as good of a day today and that you show up as your most joyful, re-energized, and purposeful self. Here's our quad check.
So for everyone listening, get comfortable. Take a couple breaths in and out. And just notice the natural rhythm of your own breathing. And bring awareness first to your body. Noticing your body sensations, areas that may feel more tense or relaxed. Even noticing body temperature, places that feel warmer or colder. And from this place of awareness, ask your body, what do you need or want from me today? and just trust whatever comes. You may recognize that your body wants some more food or exercise or to drink more water or to stretch. And then send some loving appreciation to your body for all it does for you, for its immune system, for its mobility, getting you from place to place. And then say softly out loud, "Thank you, body." Notice how your body responds to your gratitude. And next, tune in to your emotional self. This is the feeling part of you. Notice what you're feeling in this moment. And it's normal to feel more than one emotion at once. You might feel anxious and excited, or skeptical and hopeful. And then also notice how old your emotional self feels. Sometimes this part of us can feel younger than our current age. And from this place of knowing what's going on with your emotional self, ask your emotional self what it needs or wants from you today. And then send some loving appreciation to your emotional self for guiding you, for giving you information about what's going on outside of yourself by the feelings that you're able to identify within yourself. It's also responsible for connection with other people, empathy. So say softly out loud, "Thank you, emotional self." Notice how your emotional self responds to being seen. And then with your next breath in and out, bring your awareness to your intellect. And this is the thinking part of us. So just notice also what the quality of your intellect is right now. It may be racing or going through your to-do list. Or maybe it's distracted or foggy. Or maybe it's focused. So just notice without needing to change or fix anything. And then also notice what some of the thoughts are. And again, it's without any judgment. And then from this place of having tuned into this aspect of you, ask your intellect, "What do you need or want from me today?" And it might be something really simple, like just being heard by you. And then send appreciation to this aspect of you for all it does for you. For good discernment, good judgment, decision making, gathering and analyzing information. And then say softly out loud, "Thank you, intellect." Thank you, intellect. Notice how your intellect responds to your gratitude. Now take a conscious breath inward. Breathing in your own spirit as we shift to tuning into your spiritual self. And this is you, you at your essence, you at your best. It's not something outside of yourself. It's your own connection to your inner wisdom and your intuition. So notice some qualities of your own spiritual self. They may be something like connected, loving, compassionate, also good boundaries, and then call to mind any other qualities that you know are specific to you, talents you have. Sense of humor. And now even shift your body posture, even if it's subtle, even if it's just a little bit, to reflect your own essence. So you might put your shoulders back a little bit or notice that your chin naturally wants to go up a little bit, kind of stepping into your own expansiveness. And then place your hands over your heart center, which is just a couple of finger widths below your collarbone in the center of your chest. And ask your spiritual self for a message. Just trust whatever comes. It may come in a word or a phrase or lyrics to a song, or maybe an image pops up in your mind's eye. It doesn't have to make sense. Trust that whatever you receive is a message of guidance and encouragement. And breathe this into your heart center. And then silently send some appreciation to this aspect of you, who is always present, who is bringing you to the healing that's unfolding for you now, and whose wisdom you can trust and you can always tune into. And then bring your awareness back to your body. And also tune into your emotional self again and see what feelings you're feeling in this moment, which may be different than what you were feeling earlier. And then gently allow your eyes to open.
Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, sure. That's a quad check.
We'll be right back after a break.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Today's episode is sponsored by eBay's Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, or sneakers and streetwear that makes every step feel fly, eBay is there making sure the things that you love are authenticated by real experts. Because we all know, there's no feeling like real. These days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. And it's so easy. I go in the search bar, I type in Authenticity Guarantee, and all of the items that have been guaranteed show up. That means that when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it's the real thing. And listen, I know buying real comes with a price tag. Oftentimes, it takes me months to get to that point. So when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really tough to actually tell the difference for yourself these days. With eBay's Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark and you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specializing in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, these are real people who live for this just like us. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. You can visit ebay.com for terms and make sure you check out the Authenticity Guarantee. Every season change, I feel like I need a reset. And this fall, I'm investing in my health. I've been cooking a lot at home, haven't been ordering in, and the secret to my success of eating well is Sakara's plant-rich, ready-to-eat meals. Their flexible nutrition programs are backed by 10 years of science and designed to help us optimize our health, nutrient by nutrient and bite by bite. I love going into my fridge knowing that I have meals ready to eat. They're delivered right to your door. And I have so many friends that say to me, oh, don't you get sick of the meal plans or is the food good? Believe me, the food is so good. I actually look forward to my Sakara meals. And you can also enjoy seasonal dishes like the new Root to Rise barbecue flatbread or their client-loved classic cacao chip and almond waffles. They're here to support your digestive health, enhance your metabolic efficiency, and nourish radiant skin all without feeling like you're on a diet. With Sakara, I know that I'm eating 3 nutritious meals a day and feeling so good and giving my body what it needs. Sakara delivers science-backed, plant-rich nutrition programs and wellness essentials right to your door. Their organic, ready-to-eat meals are nutritionally designed to help you optimize your well-being with results you can see and feel, from digestive wellness and eased bloat to enhanced metabolic health, energy, and safe weight management. And right now, Sakara is offering you guys 20% off your first order when you go to sakara.com/friend or enter code friend at checkout. That's Sakara, sakara.com/friend for 20% off your first order. sakara.com/friend. Feel it for yourself. I have been traveling a lot, and with that comes a lot of body pain. I feel like I'm getting older. I can't even sit on a plane for more than 5 hours without having to severely stretch afterwards. And one of my best tips, if you are someone who travels like me a lot and wants to take care of their body, is finding a pair of shoes that gets you from door to door, all while feeling good and protecting your body. This is why I love Vionic. For those of you who don't know Vionic, they actually began revolutionizing with medical orthotics. And today, they continue to use that science to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day long. They also have an incredible exclusive VioMotion technology that sets them apart and takes care of you from the feet up. I've been wearing their Carmel sneakers for a few months now in white, and they have honestly become my go-to plain shoe. I feel so good walking through the terminal. They're easy to slip on and off and are just so stylish for any outfit. They also have the best curated styles to get you ready for the season, with rich leathers and suedes for your workwear favorites, weather-ready boots for trips to the pumpkin patch, and performance sneakers to keep you moving. And the best part is you can try them and return them for free. They offer a 30-day guarantee. You can wear them, love them, or return for a full refund within 30 days. And you guys now get 15% off. You can use my code FRIEND15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.bionicshoes.com when you log into your account. The code works for one time only, so you better get to it. Bionic shoes, it's wearable well-being for your feet. Now let's get back to the show.
It's amazing to me how when we started that, and of course, I know you guys are listening to this in the future, but today being election day, I feel a big sense of anxiety and a little out of control. And I think when we actually sit down and take the time to see and be grateful for the different parts of ourselves that show up for us every day, that anxiety kind of starts to waft away. And I felt a very strong sense of self to overcome whatever happens this week and beyond. And I think the message that came through for me when you asked for our spiritual selves to come through was that no matter what happens, you will always have the strength to advocate for good change. And that's really what came through.
Yeah, it's such an easy tool, and it's so effective because it's that mindfulness. It's looking at each aspect of ourselves with just mindful awareness without any judgment. And I think for most people, certainly myself included, we can have this like argument that's going on in our minds. And it's usually between like our intellect and our emotional self, where it's like our emotional self feels one way and our intellect's like, no, don't feel that way. Or we have to do this anyway. And then that other part of us is like, oh, but this sucks. I don't want to. It happens all the time. And particularly on a day like today. So when we give each aspect of ourselves the moment to just check in with what's going on, it allows for a lot of clarity and for the opportunity to take care of whatever it is that that part of us needs or wants. So I always encourage people, like, write it down afterwards, the message, all of the messages you got, and then try to answer them in whatever way makes sense, you know, whether it's from your body, like if the message was from your body that it needed to stretch or go outside, to actually find, even if it's 2 minutes, to do it.
Yeah, it can make a huge difference. You know, it's interesting to me how it can just totally change my day, 10 minutes of watching a quad trek on the Hoffman Process in, Instagram. And I wonder if there are other small things in your day-to-day that have helped you stay centered in the past couple months, because this has been a big one for me.
Yes. Okay, great. Yeah. So there's another, and we did it in that quad check, but it can also be done on its own. And that's hands on heart. And it seems like a really simple thing, and it is, but the results of it can be really kind of profound in a lot of ways. I'll lead you through a simple expansion of what we did in that quad check. And that is placing your hands on your heart center. So that's, again, it's a couple of finger widths below your collarbone in the center of your chest. And then you can close your eyes and then get centered in your breath, just starting to notice your own natural breathing. Noticing how your chest rises and falls with each breath. And you may start to also notice your heart beating below your palms, the warmth of one palm on top of the other. And then imagine that you're breathing through your heart. So with each breath that goes in, it's going into your heart. And as you exhale, it's exhaling out of your heart. as if your heart has taken over the job of your lungs. And just notice what you're feeling in this moment. You can even say kind things to yourself, like, may I feel at peace. May I feel safe. And ask yourself what you need. Notice if there's anything in particular. And then you can gently open your eyes.
I really love that one because I'm sure so many people listening can relate to this, but there are so many times where I'm like stressed and I get really bogged down throughout the day and I don't take 2 seconds for me. And I'll wake up and my eyes will open up and I'll be like, when was the last time I took a breath or a deep breath?
Yeah.
So it's just this very like visceral reminder, I think, having your hands on your heart. And that's something that people can just do in the middle of a work day when they're beginning to feel a little out of control.
Totally. I do it all the time. It's kind of my go-to thing is that I'll put my hands on my heart. And actually, at about the 2 minute mark, if you have your hands here for about 2 minutes, your body starts producing oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. You will actually start to feel better and more calm. Wow. So it's really relaxing to your nervous system. So it's good for that. And it's also something else that people might be interested in is the work of Kristen Neff, and her website is self-compassion.org. And that little bit that I did at the end, asking what it is that you need right now, and then also saying the may I feel safe or may I feel calm, stems from her work also, which she's just completely studied self-compassion and has recognized that there are three really important elements of it. That one is to just mindfully name whatever is going on for you. So whether it's anxiety, fear, sadness, or any combination of those things, to just like name it and say, wow, this is really hard right now. And then the second part of it is recognizing that whatever it is that we're feeling is common because it's human, and that we all share this common humanity of feeling this way sometimes, whatever it is that we're going through. It's what makes us human. It's what connects all human beings. And then the third part of it is wishing compassion for ourselves, being that mindful, like, may I feel safe? May I be at ease? May I give myself what I need in this moment? So sometimes I just do hands on heart. Sometimes I do that practice that I just described, but it's really like a game changer.
If you guys enjoyed this, obviously it will live in perpetuity on our podcast page and you can reference it at any time. I will also be posting the quad check on my Instagram so you guys can follow along there. And the Hoffman Process has a ton of them on their IGTV page if you are interested in doing more. I appreciate you so much again. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and walk us through this moment that I think is just going to be so helpful for everybody listening.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. To all of our listeners, I'm sending you guys love. We'll see you guys next week. And thank you for doing this with us. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Friend of a Friend. Before you go, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and at tiermedia.com. And for more behind the scenes of the show, visit us at friendofafriend.us and follow me at Liv Perez on Instagram. Don't forget the two V's. See you next week.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.